Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a major brief in Puerto Rico in defense of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It's more important even in this particular case because the Attorney General has changed Puerto Rico's position on this critical issue. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, this marriage battle is taking place around the country, and Liberty Counsel has been involved in many of these battles. We recently filed an amicus brief or a friend of the court brief at the Federal Court of Appeals in defense of Puerto Rico's law that memorializes and affirms marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And it's particularly important because the Solicitor General in this case, Margarita Mercado, has abandoned her duty to defend Puerto Rico's law. In fact, the Solicitor General successfully defended the law in the lower court, and now at the Court of Appeals has absolutely changed the position 180 degrees, and now is arguing against the law that she successfully defended in the lower court below.
Yeah, it's a real shame when we see these activist public servants, you know, engaging in a dereliction of duty as Solicitor General Margarita Mercado is doing in Puerto Rico. And unfortunately, President Obama, his administration, has set this precedent of lawlessness, famously having the Attorney General Eric Holder refuse to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. You don't like a law, you just ignore it or refuse to defend it. That's what the left has been up to lately, and we see it on display in Puerto Rico. So it's up to Liberty Counsel, it's up to others to step in and stand in the gap and defend these laws when these public servants abandon their duties.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. You know, if you had an attorney in private practice that represented a client, and the client had a particular interest, and that was represented by the attorney, and that attorney then represented that interest. Say, for example, it's an automobile accident, and you're representing to the court that the person should be compensated for their injuries, and you win that case, and now the insurance company appeals it to the higher court. And even though your client still wants you to defend that win below, and instead you get up and you file a brief and you make an argument that says, you know what, my client shouldn't get a dime. You should, in fact, reverse the decision and go against everything that I said below, and my client should get zero. While your client's sitting behind you saying, no, that's not my position. Puerto Rico has a position. We know what that position is. They went to the polls and they passed this particular position. It is something that is part and parcel of the history of Puerto Rico and millennia of human history, that marriage is the union of a man and woman. They haven't changed that position. There's not been a referendum. There's not been a public vote to say, we want to change this position. The legislature has not said to the Solicitor General, you need to change course. They still have the same position, and yet this attorney is now going to court, changing the position. In any other situation like that, that attorney would be sanctioned and perhaps even disbarred for doing some kind of act like that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Using the scenario that you gave, in any other scenario, there would be sanctions or disbarment at play here, but not here. For some reason on this issue, because the left has created this this idea, this image of an kind of an inevitable, a foregone conclusion that marriage is going to be redefined, you see these leftist attorneys abandoning their duty. Really, any other situation would set them up for sanctions or disbarment, but in this case, inexplicably, they get away with it.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know, Matt. I don't recall any other area, certainly not in my lifetime that I can recall, where you've seen these changes of positions by these state highest law enforcement officers in the courts of appeal, where they actually go to the federal courts, whether it's the lower or the appellate court, and they represent something completely opposite of what the people specifically voted upon. But it's this radicalism within this homosexual agenda that's been spurred on by President Obama and Eric Holder that have just simply engaged in lawlessness. If this Solicitor General has a change of heart during the appeal or could not have made this argument in the lower court, then the Attorney General should say, I can't represent that position. We're going to hire outside counsel that will represent the position of the Commonwealth or of the state or of the territory, no matter what it is. That needs a vigorous defense because that was something that was clearly the position of the people of Puerto Rico.
Well, Matt, you know, that's why I call the homosexual activist agenda. It's part of the entire sexual anarchy movement. This is anarchy. When you start talking about this kind of lawlessness, and it stems back to worldview, it's rooted in a relativist worldview. If there are no fixed right or wrong, and if laws don't matter, then you enter into anarchy and lawlessness, and they can do a 180 here, a complete reversal. That's anarchy. And it stems from a morally relative worldview rather than the Judeo-Christian worldview from which our laws and our Constitution were formulated. That worldview says that there is black and white, there is clear right and wrong, and you don't do this sort of thing. And relativism is like a cancer that is rotting our judicial system and it's rotting our culture from the inside.
Well, Matt, you know, we have said over and over again that if you ultimately deny the objective, indisputable reality that there are differences in the sexes, that there is male and there is female, that there is a binary system of male and female. If you ultimately deny that there's not, that it's just a figment of your imagination, it's whatever's in your mind, whatever day you wake up, then if you deny something that obvious, that you don't need to go to the Bible to figure out, you don't need to go to the denomination or to your church to figure out, you don't need the government to tell you what this is, you just, as young, no matter how young, you figure it out. It's obvious. It's part of the natural created order. If you deny that reality, then there is no basis for reality in any other area. And so that's exactly what we're seeing is this lawlessness. It is the absolute rejection of anything objective. It's the rejection of the rule of law.
Well, and when you bring it up from the spiritual level, you know, who is the lawless one? Who is the great deceiver referred to in Scripture? The lawless one is you know the father of lies himself, and so this kind of lawlessness, we know who's behind it. We know who is behind this push to redefine marriage from a spiritual standpoint. If God designed human sexuality and designed them male and female, we know who is attacking God's design for human sexuality, God's design for the differences between the sexes and coming together in the institution of marriage as one flesh. And it also is a representation of the church, of Christ's relationship with the church, the bride of Christ. And so that is something that Satan hates. That is something that he wants to attack and undermine. So from a spiritual standpoint, isn't it ultimately what it all kind of derives from?
Yeah, I think there's no question this is a direct attack on God and who God is. This is what Alfred Kinsey wanted to do. He wanted to destroy marriage and Judeo-Christian morality and ethics and the very notion of God. And he did that by attacking sexuality and releasing or removing all kinds of moral restraints on that. And that's exactly what this is. Well, Liberty Counsel has filed this important brief. Pray for this case. We represent the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and CANELA, which represents over 500,000 churches in the United States and throughout Latin America. Continue to pray for this and other cases. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. is the website. Our other websites, and we have a number of them, is libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. That website has additional information about not only Liberty Counsel, but Liberty Counsel Action, our 501c4 organization, and a number of petitions that you can sign on to that are already there. I encourage you to get connected with Liberty Counsel. You can do that by subscribing free of charge to our regular Liberty Alert email. and also the grassroots action email. We have one for Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action. They're two different kinds of emails. One focuses on public policy and the other focuses on some of these conflicts and issues that we see happening in the court. You can sign up for all of those at lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and remember to support Liberty Council with your regular and faithful financial support. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.